It's Friday, September 25th, 2020. I'm Tanya Harris, and welcome to TMI Daily, your daily roundup of everything people are talking about online since they aren't allowed to talk about it in person. The White House claims that Donald Trump didn't hear the massive crowd confronting him outside the Supreme Court's memorial for Ruth Bader Ginsburg yesterday with chants of vote him out. And all this time, we thought he was just tone deaf. Speaking of deaf, a judge has ordered the White House to include a sign language interpreter at the coronavirus briefings. Well, since he got rid of all the doctors, at least he can now claim someone is signing off on the BS he speaks at these briefings. The Senate unanimously passed a resolution committing to the orderly and peaceful transfer of power after the election. It's very reassuring, especially since so many of them kept their word about not filling a Supreme Court opening in an election year. Florida Governor Rick DeSantis is allowing bars and restaurants to reopen at full capacity, although COVID cases are still holding steady in the state. To be fair, with the way he's mishandled this crisis, it's nice that at least now he's giving Floridians a place to have their last meal. During a recent Sunday service in Texas, Pastor Robert Henderson claimed that his prayers were responsible for the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Sure, he could have prayed for world peace or the end of the coronavirus pandemic, but killing an 87-year-old woman seemed like priority number one. I get it. Charges were dropped against Patriots owner Robert Kraft, stemming from his 2019 arrest for solicitation at a Florida massage parlor. For Kraft, this is one happy ending that he'll readily admit to. Three railroad employees were suspended without pay for converting a room underneath Grand Central Terminal in New York City into their own personal man cave. Depending on the way things go in November, this might become prime real estate. Google announced that they will temporarily stop running election ads after Election Day. Hang on, am I the only one who thinks someone at Google screwed up and put the word temporarily in this statement? Megan Thee Stallion is accusing Tory Lanez of launching a smear campaign against her as retaliation for her accusing him of shooting her. Someone might want to tell Megan that very few people get shot by someone who speaks fondly of them. SNL is returning on October 3rd because, as creator and executive producer Lauren Michaels said, quote, a little danger can be good for comedy. You know what else is good for comedy, Lauren? Comedians not contracting a potentially deadly virus for the sake of doing tired, repetitive, and hacky sketch comedy. But then again, I'm no doctor. Now, let's send it over to tonight's TMI Daily cast and crew roundtable. Stay safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of TMI Daily. I'm Veronica Ayello, and as always, I'm joined by some of my TMI Hollywood family and some guests today. It is Friday here on TMI Daily, which means it's a Trump-free Friday. So no talk about politics, just game show fun. Let's go around and say hello to everyone watching at home or listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or their streaming service of their choice. I want to start with our guest tonight. Let's start with you, Jen. She's safe.
And it's safe here.
Okay. And our champion from the last Dodge game, Danny.
Hey, everyone. Mm-hmm. Friday.
Pete?
Me? Oh, hey. Hello.
Joe?
Hi, everyone. I'm ready for the weekend.
Elizabeth?
I'm doing an Instagram live watch along of Phantom of the Opera, the 2004 one with Gerard Butler, because I love it, but I also know its flaws. It's tomorrow at 8 Pacific if you want to join me on Instagram.
Hey, I'm Meg.
Happy Friday.
Emma.
Last time we played this, I got shat on so much just for trying to be nice. That is over now. No more nice, Emma.
And Stuart.
How's it going? She was never that nice to me.
Okay. Shut up, Stuart. That was me. That was not Emma. That was me.
So tonight it is game night, and it's time for Dodge, the game of useless knowledge. So now I'm going to hand it over to Peter.
What happened to my intro? I thought it was the sexiest man I'm married to.
Sorry.
How dare you? dare you? Oh,
sorry, Peter. Sorry, Peter. The check didn't clear.
Oh, welcome to Dodge, the game of useless knowledge. Now it's all ruined because you didn't say the sentence.
But you know what I mean.
Okay. I know. You think I'm sexy. Okay, well, that was fun. So we're here for Dodge, the game of useless knowledge. And if you're seeing this for the first time, which I'm imagining most of you are, please, firstly, I apologize for this hair. Oh, my God. But secondly, let me explain the game really quickly to you. This is a lot like dodgeball, which is probably why we call it Dodge. It's not like the car, the Dodge. It's like dodgeball. We're going.
But if Dodge wants to collab with us, please.
Yes.
We are open. The DMs are open.
Yes.
But, so we're splitting everybody up into two teams. Tonight's teams will be the Old Fashioned versus the Glazed. And the way that we're going to do this tonight, a little bit different than before, is just like on the school grounds, we're going to have the two teams picked by the two captains tonight, who are Joe and Elizabeth. Now, once they pick their teams, the Glazed will get to go first. And by that, what they're going to do is they're going to pick somebody on the Old Fashioned to answer a question. And then I'm also going to tell them a category, two categories to choose from. And they're going to have to pick which category that person they're choosing to answer the question will get, but they won't know what the category is. And trust me, they're not going to be able to figure it out from the title of the question. So that's where we're going to start from this. What's going to happen is once one team gets three strikes against them for either getting a question wrong or for picking somebody that got a question right, then they will anonymously vote off one person from their team until we get down to four people. Then it's every person for themselves. And then the final two, we'll have a 30-second speed rounds. That was the longest explanation ever. Thank you. So that's it. So why don't we do this right now? Why don't we have Joe and Elizabeth on the team? So Joe, you get to pick your first player for right now.
Well, since she's not going to be a nice person today, I'm going to pick Emma.
Okay, so Emma goes to the Old Fashioned. So now... what's your face? sorry, Elizabeth. I can't do all this at the same time.
Elizabeth, it's your turn.
Oh, my God.
I will pick last week's champion, Danny.
Joe?
Okay, so Danny is on the Glaze. Joe, you're on the board.
I really like really great hair on my team, so I'm going to take Meg.
Okay, so Meg is
all I'm good for.
So go ahead, Elizabeth.
I will pick my wild card here, Jennifer. Come on down.
Yay!
Thank you.
Okay, so
who gets custody of Stuart?
Stuart was too fast. So
okay.
Joe, you picked somebody?
Stuart is the last one.
He's the last one.
Okay. You know, like, normally,
Stuart wasn't picked. He was just kind of—he's on the team.
Oh, okay, so
just like real dodgeball in school.
I was gonna say.
So what we'll do is that for the to make it a little bit more even, the first person taken off of Glazed will get six strikes. You'll get your opportunity to stay in the game a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't we get started? Let me bring up our scoreboard now, because this is really just high tech. Okay, so our scoreboard is on the screen. So the Old Fashioneds get to go first. So Elizabeth, The Glazed get to go first. So Elizabeth, since you get to go first, who on the Old Fashioned would you like to choose?
Well, I'll make him feel a little better. We'll go with Stuart. You get picked first for the question.
Yeah.
So Stuart's getting the first question, and here's your two categories to choose from for Stuart: either The Song Is You or No Defense.
No Defense.
Veronica, take it from here.
Okay, so No Defense. Sure, the designated hitter on your favorite baseball team very rarely, if ever, plays in the field. With that said, some of the best DHs of all time did play another position on the team. I'll give you the player and you tell me what other position he played. Ryan Downing from the California Angels. Was his other position left field, third base, catcher, or right field?
Left field.
Is that your final answer, Stuart?
Yeah.
Sure, that's your final answer?
Yep.
First question, you know. Well, okay, you're right. Sorry, I'm trying to mess you to see if I could get you to
correct.
Designated hitter don't play premier fielding.
Okay, so that means that that the Glazed got their first strike already, and that also means that that the wonderful people over at the Old Fashioned get the board now. And so, Stuart, since you got that question right, you get to pick somebody on the Glaze team to get the next question.
I'll go with.
Okay, so, Jen, so here's the two categories to pick for Jen. Either the song is you or rhymes with eight.
The song is you.
Okay, Veronica, go ahead.
Okay, the song is you, Jen. Here's a bold statement. Without dating, Taylor Swift would have very few songs. You can argue till you get tired, but sadly, it's true. I'll even prove it to you. I'm going to give you the name of someone who dated Tay-Tay, and you will pick out the song about them. So, Jake Gyllenhaal, which of these songs did she write about? I Knew You Were Trouble, The Moment I Knew, Back to December, or Begin Again?
I have zero idea, so I'm going to go ahead with Back to December.
Is that your final answer?
It's my final guess, yes.
Incorrect.
Well, I'm so sorry, Jen. That is incorrect.
That one's about Taylor Lautner.
The Moment I Knew.
I don't even know these songs.
Good try, Jen.
Sorry, team.
So that means that the Glaze just got a strike against them. Okay, so we're going back over to the Old Fashioned. Oh no, sorry, the Old Fashioned still are up. So the next person in the Old Fashioned would be Elizabeth.
I'm on Glazed.
I'm sorry, Joe, you go first.
Okay. I picked Danny.
Okay, so here are your two categories to pick for Danny. Either rhymes with eight or a state.
A state.
Veronica.
Danny, this one's for you. The category is a state. There are 50 countries and four of them start with the letter A. For those not in the know, those states are Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, and Arkansas. Why don't I give you a fact about one of them and you tell me which one it is? The fact is, our state flower is the apple blossom.
Arkansas?
Is that your final answer?
Answer?
Correct.
Oh, you're correct, Danny. Yes. Congratulations.
Woo, champion. Right. How you do?
So that means that the Glaze just stole the ball back, or stole back control. And that also means that, sadly, we're going to have to give a strike over to the good people over at the Old Fashioned. So, Danny, since you stole it, you get to choose now who you'd like to answer from the Old Fashioned.
Let's go with my fellow Yankee fan, Emma.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Emma, the two questions for Emma are either rhymes with eight or sausage party.
Sausage party.
you said sausage party?
Okay. So Emma, this is your category, sausage party.
It really is.
Fucking rude, Peter. Shit.
Wow.
Did you know that there are five types of sausages used for any occasion? Neither did I until the types are kielbasa, andouille, bratwurst, Italian sausage, and chorizo. I'm going to give you a fact about one of them, and you tell me which one it is. I'm a spicy smoked sausage originally from France.
From France. Could you read the five out again, please?
Yes. Kielbasa, andouille, bratwurst, Italian sausage, chorizo.
Andouille? It just sounds French.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
You're on fire.
You got that correct. So that means all back control for the old fashioned. And it also means that we're going to have to give a strike over to the kids over at the Glazed team. So it's now tied 2-2. But remember, Glazed gets to get 6 strikes since they're down 1 player. So, Emma, since you got that correct, you get to choose who on the old fashioned you'd like to who on the Glazed you'd like to go after now.
Elizabeth, let's go with Alrighty. You.
Okay, so here are your 2 categories for Elizabeth. Rhymes with 8 and Wrecking Crew.
Let's do Rhymes with 8.
Okay, Veronica.
Okay, Elizabeth, Rhymes with 8. According to some site on Google, there are over 100 words that rhyme with the word 8. I'll make your life easy by only picking one of them. I'm going to give you a word that rhymes with 8, and then you tell me what the word means. The word I'm going to give you is, what does prate mean? To hurriedly tidy up, to be very boastful, to talk long and idly, or compliment another in an exaggerated way.
Can you read those definitions one more time, please?
Absolutely. To hurriedly tidy up, to be very boastful, to talk long and idly, or to compliment another in an exaggerated way.
I will say talk long and idly.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, guess what, Elizabeth?
Correct.
Congratulations, you got that one. So that means you just stole back control of the board and something terrible. I hate to do this, but
wait a minute, Peter. Where did we get our second strike?
Well, you already got your second strike.
Explain the all 3 strikes we got, because there was a strike when Danny got my question right. Where's the other strike?
Oh, Emma got. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Emma got a question right. Stuart got a question right.
It's only 2 strikes, I think.
Oh, 2 strikes? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I
see you already trying to cheat.
Okay. Thanks, Donald Trump. Oh, Biden Trump.
I'd like to remind my fellow team members that this is your captain looking out for you guys.
captain.
Sorry about that.
Fearless leader.
Okay. Either way. That was Elizabeth stealing back control. Yes. So the Glazed now have control. Elizabeth, who do you want to pick on the old fashioned?
I will challenge my fellow captain, Joe.
Okay, so here are the 2 categories for Joe, either Wrecking Crew or Thoroughfare.
Thoroughfare.
Okay. Joe, Thoroughfare, this one's for you. I cannot tell you how often I have gotten into arguments with friends about who is a greater literary genius. American poet Henry David Thoreau, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Roger Thoreau, or presumed innocent author Scott Turow. So I'm hoping you can end this argument for me once and for all. I'm going to give you a quote from the writings of Thoreau, Thoreau, or Turow, and you... This American government, what is it but a tradition, though a recent one, endeavoring to transmit itself unimpaired to prosperity, but each instant losing some of its integrity. Which Thoreau was it?
It's the middle one, because they're all Thoreaus, so it's the middle one.
So are you saying it's... Roger Thoreau.
Thoreau.
Is that your final answer, Joe?
Yeah, sure.
No, that wasn't correct.
Shocking.
So that was Henry David Thoreau.
Oh.
So that means that now
we have 3 strikes.
Now you got your 3rd strike.
Thank you. I'm just trying to look out for all y'all.
So that means that the guys and girls on the old fashions have now got to vote somebody out. So you have a few seconds. So send me your choice for who you want to vote out.
This is tough.
I didn't even play yet.
Oh, I gotta get hold on. I gotta get down to the thing. There we go.
So, this is the hardest project I've ever seen. Come on, let's go.
This is hard.
Yeah, one more person hasn't voted. Let's see who has not voted. Meg, you have not voted as of yet.
Yeah, I just did.
Oh, you just did. Okay, so then it was Stuart hasn't voted.
No, both of us have voted.
I just messaged twice.
Oh, you messaged under. Yeah, okay. Okay, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but sadly, Emma, you just got voted off.
Whatever. I'm still not going anywhere because he's on.
Emma, you are now officially.
I thought it was going to be me.
You are dead to us, Emma.
But, good. You guys are all dead to me too.
That also means that that the people over at the old fashioned go back to zero, and it also means that we're still with the glazed team. So right now, Jen, it's your turn. Jen, pick somebody on the old fashioned. You got to choose either Meg, Stuart, Joe, Meg, Stuart, Joe.
I'll go with Meg.
Okay, so Meg, the two categories for Meg that you could choose from are either the Wrecking Crew or No Doubt Fire. So which one do you want to give her, Jen?
I'll pick the Wrecking Crew.
Okay.
Okay, Meg. So your category is Wrecking Crew. Has this ever happened to you? You're listening to a Motley Crue song on Spotify, but it turns out to actually be Two Live Crew. Yeah, me too. Since it happens to everybody, I'm going to give you a lyric to a song, and you tell me whether it's LA's Bad Boys, Motley Crue, or Miami's Finest, Two Live Crew. Here are the lyrics. Sassy little lassie walking right past me, down in Tennessee, always a lady. I love Southern ladies, they just know how to please. It's like connecting the dots, start at the bottom, lick it to the top. She goes down. Motley Crue? Or Two Live Crew?
I'm going to go with Two Live Crew.
Is that your final answer, Meg?
Yeah.
Nope, sorry.
It's Motley Crue's. It's their beautiful love ballad, She Goes Down.
I knew that.
So that means the old fashioned get another strike against them.
Poetry. And,
that's a great like first dance wedding song I'd like to point out.
So the glaze still has control. So let's go to Elizabeth.
I think Danny picks next.
Oh, you didn't go yet. I'm sorry. So Danny, yeah. You go ahead.
Let's go with Stuart.
Okay, so here are the two categories to choose for Stuart. Either No Doubt Fire or Carry On.
No Doubt Fire.
Okay, Stuart. So your category is No Doubt Fire. Robin Williams was an amazing Oscar-winning actor and possibly the greatest comedian of all time. Sadly, not every one of his films was as successful as Mrs. Doubtfire. Let's see if we can change that. I'm going to give you the synopsis to a lesser-known Robin Williams film, and you tell me which one it is. Here we go. Two friends and business partners find their lives turned upside down when strange circumstances lead them to be the temporary guardians of 7-year-old twins. Is that Old Dogs? The Face of Love, The Big White, or RV?
Could you read the synopsis again?
Sure.
Yeah, like that's gonna help.
Two friends and business partners find their lives turned upside down when strange circumstances lead them to be the temporary guardians
of 7-year-old twins. I'll read you the choices once again. Is that Old Dogs, The Face of Love, The Big White, or RV?
Let's go with The Big White.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Incorrect.
The correct answer was Old Dogs. Old Dogs. It starred Robin Williams and John Travolta, so you know it had to be good. So that means that the old-fashioned are getting their second strike of this round.
I was thinking it was Old Dogs was that one where Tim Allen and then the guys ride motorcycles. Yeah, but that's a different bad movie.
Wild Hogs or something like
Wild
that?
Wild Hogs, yes, thank yes. you.
Old Dogs, so Wild just... Hogs. That'd be a good double feature, though.
Hey, you liked these guys when you were 10, not so much anymore.
So, Elizabeth, now you get to pick somebody over on the old-fashioned.
I'm sorry, I still love Rob Williams. Don't misconstrue. Somebody on the old fashioned. I will pick Meg.
Okay, so here are the two categories to choose from. Either Carry On or She Blinded Me with Science.
Carry On.
Okay, Meg. So your category is Carry On. Okay, I'll admit, if you ask me the difference between music icon Mariah Carey and porn icon Mary Carey, I might not be able to tell you. Let's see if you can do any better. I will give you a fact about one of these two famous Careys, and you tell me whether it's Mariah or Mary. In the 11th grade, she decided that school wasn't for her and left high school and entered a beauty school for junior and senior year. Is it Mariah Carey or is it porn star Mary Carey?
I think it was Mariah Carey.
Is that your final answer, Meg?
Sure.
Oh, Meg.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you just finally stole back control for the old fashioned. And that means that we have a third strike, but again, we're for the Glaze, but the Glaze get to six since they were down a person at the top of the game. So Meg, who would you like to go after on the Glazed team?
Let's go after Jennifer.
Okay, so here are the two categories to pick from. Either She Blinded Me with Science or Who's On First?
Who's on first?
Yay.
Okay.
Okay, Jen. So your category
has nothing to do with the question. Sorry.
So your category is who's on first. There have been a lot of shows on television, and I can even name a few. How about I name four of them, and you tell me which one of these shows premiered first? Oh. Was it Happy Days, Maude, Kojak, or Hawaii 5-0? Which show premiered first?
They're all the 70s. It's before my time. I will guess Hawaii 5-0.
Is that your final answer, Jen?
No. I'm just kidding. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, Jen,
you're on fire.
Yay!
Hawaii 5-0 actually started in 1967.
Awesome. Thank you.
So that means that the Glaze just shoot all again, and the old fashioned just got their third strike. So that means we're going to lose another person on the old fashioned. So old fashioned, please right now send me over who you want to anonymously remove from your team.
Interesting choice.
Okay, well, we have a winner. Meg, I'm sorry, but
Meg.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, guys.
And now we're down to two.
What do you mean we're down to two?
On old fashioned.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say yeah. Okay. I was like, wait a second. Did we lose somebody? I didn't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just fix this real quick. 2 seconds. Give me a second. Well. Just talk amongst yourself for a second while I do.
Well, now I want to sing the Hawaii 5-0 theme song.
Yeah, good. Okay, so.
Hey, look, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I'm seeing.
Oh, there you go. Good luck.
That's how you knew.
Yes, maybe.
So Joe, the good news is that you're back to zero strikes. The bad news is it seems like you're getting decimated by the Glaze
team. Got to get six strikes. So
yes, I know. Well, yeah. It's the same thing you had to get to where they are. So right now, since Jen, you got that correct, you get to pick somebody on the old fashioned now.
Awesome. I will go with Joe Stewart. I'll go with Joe.
Okay, so here are the two categories to choose from for Joe. Either she blinded me with science or Pan I am.
I just like the name of she blinded me with science.
Okay.
Science.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Joe. Your category is she blinded me with science. Man, oh man, there are a lot of chemicals that if thrown in your eyes would make you blinder than Stevie Wonder. Strangely enough, there is also quite a few that wouldn't. God. I'm going to help you see the difference. You get it? See? Bad joke. Okay, let's see. Oops, there I go again. Let's figure out if the following chemical can cause you permanent eye damage. So I'm going to give you a chemical, and you're going to say damage to your vision. The chemical is nephazoline hydrochloride.
No damage.
Is that your final answer, Joe?
Or why not?
Well, Joe,
correct.
That's actually one of the ingredients in Visine.
Yeah.
So that we know.
Doesn't everybody know that?
Is that what makes you shit yourself to death, though, if you ingest it?
I don't even know if that's true. I tried that on a couple of people, and it didn't go anywhere.
No, they said it. Somebody got charged with, like, not manslaughter, something for putting it in somebody's drink.
I give them, like, explicit diarrhea. I've heard that.
That would be assault.
Assault, yeah.
So that would be the Glaze team's fourth strike. And so the old-fashioned Joe, you just took back control. So who on the Glaze do you want to go after?
Danny.
Okay, so here are the two categories you could choose from. Either Pan I Am or In the Fitties.
Pan I Am.
Okay, Danny, so your category is Pan I Am. Whoosh. With all the different sexuals out there, I can't be 100% certain I could tell you if someone was hetero, bi, homosexual, transsexual, or pansexual. So maybe we should just make it a lot easier and just concentrate on pansexuals, okay? So I'm going to give you four celebrities, three of which identify as pansexual. Tell me the one that does not. These are the celebrities. Janelle Monáe. Is that how you say her name, Monáe?
Yeah, Janelle Monáe.
Okay. Sarah Paulson, Tessa Thompson, or Sia?
Repeat them one more time.
Sure. Janelle Monáe, Sarah Paulson, Tessa Thompson, or Sia?
Sarah Paulson.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Well, Danny... But that was incorrect. The actual answer is Tessa Thompson, because she identifies as bisexual, not pansexual.
Oh, I thought Sarah Paulson only identified as a lesbian.
No. She, strangely enough, kind of a callback to two days ago show, she came out to The Advocate as being pansexual. So,
I didn't know that either. I thought she was... Listen,
call up The Advocate then, because
I won't fight them. They know what they're doing.
They know a lot about all the sexuals. So that means that since Danny got that incorrect, that's a fifth strike on the Glaze team. So Joe, it looks like you guys might be very close to knocking them out for finally after multiple
knocking trips. Them down, not
it's
out.
Stewart's well, turn.
After that, we'll be down to the final four, but.
So, Stuart, it's your turn to pick somebody.
Jennifer.
Okay, so here are the two categories for Jen. Either In the Fitties or An Apple a Day.
In the Fitties.
Okay.
Okay, Jen, so your category is In the Fitties. You know what I really love other than my sexy hunk of a husband? Movies that take place in the 1950s. If I had my way, every movie would take place between 1950 and 1959. Sadly, not all movies do, and for that reason, I'm going to give you four movies, three of which take place in the 50s, while one does not. You tell me what that piece of garbage that takes place for a decade is. So the movies are Big Fish, American Graffiti, Shutter Island, or Dead Poets Society. Which one does not take place in the 50s? Do you want me to repeat them?
Yeah, yes, please.
Big Fish, American Graffiti, Shutter Island, or Dead Poets Society?
I feel like Dead Poets Society was the 60s, but I have no idea what Shutter Island is. I'm just going to pick the one I don't know. Random. Sorry, team, if I'm wrong. I'm going to pick Shutter Island.
Is that your final answer, Jen?
Sure, why not? Again, random guess.
Well, no, sorry. Jen, that was incorrect. The actual answer, surprisingly enough, is American Graffiti. Oh, it took place in 1962.
Because he goes to the Vietnam War at the end.
Never question. Seen it. Sorry.
I 100%.
So that means that the Glazed finally does have to vote somebody off. So Glazed,
I'm leaving.
Glazed, somebody right now anonymously to get rid of.
I don't know how to vote.
Just go into the chat area.
Chat, and you'll see where it says vote here.
It's not letting me. Oh, I see. Okay, got it. My old eyes here.
Jen, don't even bother. You'll be voted off.
Both votes remain shocking.
Oh,
it's shocking news. I've been voted off.
I did. You're a great wild card, man.
Jeez, I got one.
Oh, Jen, you have been there for way more. You have way more questions.
All right. Thanks, guys. Had fun.
Thank you for playing.
Take care, guys. Thanks.
Bye, Jen.
Bye.
So that means we're down to our final four. So it's now every person for themselves. So wow, this is interesting because Danny and Joe are back in the final four again, like they've been before.
I've been a near champion. I just want to point that out. I've made it to the finals.
Never been.
Elizabeth made it to the finals. I beat her.
I got knocked out first this time.
I just want to bring it up.
Wow, somebody's a little upset, huh?
Well, I was going to say, not upset. I'm like, oh, wait, no, not you, Emma. Sorry.
I started out there.
Fuck, huh?
Thank you.
No, I mean, the one, like I want to see Stuart make it to the finals.
Me too.
Sorry, I didn't need to laugh that hard at it. Sorry.
So, okay. Our final four. So, like I said, from this point on, it's every person for themselves. So the last question was asked by, was it Danny? Oh, no, Stuart.
Stuart.
So Stuart, since you were the last person to ask a question and you got it correct, you get to pick somebody to go after for the next question.
Joe.
Okay.
Okay, so here are your two categories. Either an apple a day or glad I'm not a Kennedy.
I'm going with apple a day.
Okay, Joe, so your category is an apple a day. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but I say, as a fan of apple products, you buy an apple one day and before you need to replace it. Here's something I'm going to do for you. I'm going to give you the full date of the release of an Apple product, and you tell me which Apple product was released on that date. The date is May 1st, 1995. Was it the Macintosh LC580, the PowerBook 190, the Power Macintosh 9500, or the Color StyleWriter 2200?
The fuck? Say those again.
Okay, I'll give you the date one more time. So which Apple product was released on May 1st, 1990? Was it the Macintosh LC580, PowerBook 190, Power Macintosh 9500, or the Color Style Writer 2200?
I'm going to go with the PowerBook 190.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry, Joe. You're not going to be returning to the finals today. That was incorrect. The actual answer was the Power Macintosh 9500.
Oh, geez.
How dare you not know that, Joe?
Oh, my God.
So embarrassed for you.
I'm so glad I just get to read the question.
So, Joe, you've been eliminated, but that doesn't mean we don't have a place for you in our hearts. So we're down to three people.
You don't. You don't have that.
So, Stuart, you're on a roll at this point. You keep going until you get knocked out or you knock somebody else out. So you're down to three people.
I'll go after Elizabeth.
Okay, so Elizabeth, here is the two choices. You can either go with Glad I'm Not a Kennedy or That's Taboo.
I'll go with the Kennedy one.
Okay, so Elizabeth, your category is Glad I'm Not a Kennedy. One of my favorite songs of 1989, I'm Not a Kennedy by Shona Lang. Shona might have been glad she wasn't a Kennedy, but I'm tickled pink that three of the following four actors play John F. Kennedy in a movie or television show. Tell me which one did not play John F. Kennedy. Was it Bruce Greenwood, Patrick Dempsey, James Marsden, or Jeffrey Donovan?
Say the names one more time, please.
Sure. Bruce Greenwood, Patrick Dempsey, James Marsden, or Jeffrey Donovan?
Patrick Dempsey.
Is that your final answer, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Elizabeth. Stuart's going to the finals because that was incorrect.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. The actual Jeffrey Donovan played Robert Kennedy in
Damn it. I knew that guy, but I was like, it's like this Irish looking dude I knew, and I knew he played a Kennedy. Fuck. All right, well. Glad I'm not a Kennedy though, so
it's been lovely having you. But you know, this is how it works out. Sorry. Okay, so that means we're down to our final two. Okay, so the way the final category works is that we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and you guys get to try to answer as many questions or get as many correct answers. I'm sorry, I'm babbling. Get as many correct answers to the following category: grateful or dead. Veronica, why don't you tell them what that category is?
Are you going to put them in a room, one of them in a room? Or
oh, not? Yes, I am. Oh, fuck, I wasn't supposed to tell you that ahead of time. Yes. So I'm going to put, it's okay. I can still do that. So why don't we do this? Why don't we put Danny in the waiting area right now? Because it really doesn't matter because he doesn't have a clue what the is. So Danny, you're going to the waiting area. it's just us kids on screen now. So, okay.
So, are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Okay, Stuart, so the final category is grateful or dead. How ironic is it that so many members of the band, the Grateful Dead, are now actually dead? I guess you can say that the ones who aren't dead are probably grateful. In fact, to win tonight's game, you're going to have to tell me who is grateful and who is dead. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and then I will give you the name of a band member, and you tell me if they are grateful or dead. Do you understand the direction? So if they're alive, grateful, and if they're dead, dead.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, ready? Tell me, Pete, when I can start.
Okay, and you could start now.
Bob Weir.
Dead.
Phil Lesh.
Dead.
Robert Hunter.
Dead.
Mickey Hart.
Dead.
Ron Pigpen McKernan.
Dead.
John Perry Barlow.
Dead.
Jerry Garcia.
Dead.
Bill Kreutzmann.
Dead.
Tom Constantine.
Dead.
That's it. We're done. So, okay, so I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know any of the numbers of Grateful Dead, and based on what you said, it sounded like a lot of them were dead. So I figured... I figured from the way the question was phrased, it sounded like more than half of them were dead.
That's a good strategy.
Okay, well, let's see if that strategy plays out for you at this point. So we're going to bring Danny back right now, because we missed him. And remember, he's the returning champ from the last time we played. So Danny, as I accidentally told you before, the final category tonight is Grateful or Dead. So Veronica, please tell him what the category is all about.
Okay, Danny. So Grateful or Dead. How ironic is it that so many members of the band, the Grateful Dead, are now actually dead? I guess you can say that the ones who aren't dead are probably grateful. In fact, to win tonight's game, you're going to have to tell me who is grateful and who is dead. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and then I will give you the name of a band member, and you tell me if they are grateful or dead. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
The clock starts now.
Bob Weir.
Grateful.